The Idaho State Department of Agriculture confirms the first case of equine West Nile virus this year. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. I spoke with ISTA veterinarian Dr. Christy Hammonds.
Our first identified case in horses of the year. So the horse is in Gooding County and it's being treated. So they caught it really early, which is great. And they had first noticed it was just kind of acting off, a little bit of weakness and lethargy when they were trying to move it to a different pen. So they were right on. They tested it and I think it's doing pretty well under recovery. So since it's a virus, there's not a lot you can do. It's more treating the symptoms and just giving it the time and energy it needs to recover. But some other signs that horses might show, they have widened stance, they might be stumbling or leaning, dragging their toes, they might be a little more fearful or smacking their lips, doing some weird chewing movements or have some fine muscle tremors.
So be ever vigilant.
Yes, definitely vaccinate. That is such a huge and important, easy thing to do compared to if your horse gets it and you have to treat it. The other big thing is just taking care of standing water. Mosquitoes can breathe in the smallest amount of water, even like a bottle cap's worth of water. So it's just really important to get rid of any of those old tires. Make sure you're cleaning out all the water troughs and everything regularly. Treating any ponds if you need to and see that there's an issue.
Words of warning and again, emphasis on vigilance. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.